Joining me on the phone is celebrated composer Daniel Medizadeh. He is the composer in residence for the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra. His works have been commissioned. He holds numerous performances all throughout Europe, North America, and we are commissioning one of his works for the Collingwood Music Festival. The Penderecki String Quartet will be performing his work that he composed just for us, and he'll be telling you all about it. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. There's something vividly distinct about your music. The first time I heard it, I found it to be quite haunting, unpredictable, with some great complexity. Tell us a little bit about your music style.
Thank you, Daniel. My music is mostly modal. I do use a lot of counterpoint throughout my music. I've established my modal system since the past 10 years, I would say. Is a hybrid of Persian, Eastern, and Western musical systems, and I call it the multitonic mode.
Multitonic, interesting.
And usually I do, I was inspired early on by Bach, so I use a lot of counterpoint throughout my music.
Now, who inspired you to take on this modal kind of writing? I know numerous composers in the 20th century have experimented with it, Paul Hindemith. Where do you draw some of your inspiration, aside from the Eastern Persian influences?
I think it does directly stem from the Eastern. I used to have a professor when I was a young boy, and he was a composer, and he had me play a lot of Eastern music on the piano. So that sort of made its way naturally into my music. And of course, in the past, I used to, when I was younger, listen to a lot of Shostakovich and Bach. Mm. And I think naturally the octatonic mode sort of made its way hybridizing with the Eastern system.
Very interesting. So another pianist on board. And you mentioned two composers, very frequent requests on our show here on the Jukebox, Bach, Shostakovich. Tell me, do you compose at the piano or away from the piano?
I began early on composing at the piano. Over the years, I started stepping away I used to work at cafes back in Ottawa.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, it's a little bit of both. I think I sort of let the idea simmer. I go for walks. I sort of go outside and get the ideas going. Then I make sketches and check them on the piano and so on. So it's a hybrid of a bit of both.
A hybrid. Interesting. Yeah. When you mentioned cafe, I immediately thought of Brahms, who also wrote many of his dances in that kind of more laid-back setting.
Yeah, I thought that cafes were a really nice social place. As composers, we often work in isolation, so I used to prefer to go to cafes where I could still be around people and artists, as well as be able to work as well. So it was a nice social place.
Yeah, good point. The social aspect, I think it's not only composers, but so many performers also. I know in my solo piano career, one can often go to hotels immediately after concerts, you know, especially the big concerts in major concert halls. There's often very little interaction with the public except the applause.
Yeah, exactly. And part of the joy of composing are the interactions that you get mostly after you finish a piece. So, you know, the collaborations with the musicians and with the public. So those are the moments that I really enjoy.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the work you're writing for the Collingwood Music Festival. The Penderecki String Quartet is doing a world premiere of a work that you have written just for our festival. We couldn't possibly be any more excited about this. The concert is taking place July 12th. Very soon. What is that, a week?
Yes.
And you've written a work for us called Overlooking the Lilac.
Yeah, so I wrote this piece during the month of May. It wasn't really about anything in particular. I think it was mostly about my own state of mind during the month of May. However, interestingly, the entire time I was composing, I was envisioning raspberry bush and the root of the raspberries, almost following these roots underground, intertwined with one another, sort of a conversation. I think the middle section of my piece mostly mainly reflects that. At the same time, funny enough, for some reason I had Haydn in the back of my mind. I don't know why.
Oh, Papa Haydn directing you.
Exactly. Or perhaps I was trying to get away from him. I'm not sure which one, but it was very interesting. And that's also reflected in my music, as well. The main thematic material is the quartet's initial PSQ, so that's the main motif.
Oh, so you've embedded PSQ also.
Yeah.
Interesting. What a great mix of classicism, raspberries, and a little bit of an enneagram in there. Fantastic.
Exactly. And the raspberry bush in my backyard is a wild bush. It's just behind a lilac tree. So that's where the name comes from.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, I'm on the telephone with Daniel Medizadeh. He has commissioned a work for us called Overlooking the Lilac here at the Collingwood Music Festival. We're going to hear it. The world will hear it for the first time, July 12th. You can get your tickets at collingwoodfestival.com or by calling our box office, 705-416-1317. And this concert will be in very capable hands. It's featuring the Penderecki String Quartet, which is now approaching the third decade of their extraordinary career. They have commissioned over 100 new works with a wide range of repertoire, from Haydn to all kinds of Led Zeppelin, I think. They're just so versatile. So we're very excited, Daniel. Thank you for joining the Jukebox today. Could you just tell us a little bit about your artistic director duties as the AD of the East Chamber Music Festival?
Thanks so much, Daniel. I'm very much looking forward to the concert. So I found that the East Chamber Music series is emerging early career composers and orchestration workshops. During the pandemic, we offer online mentorship and premieres of newly written works by young and emerging composers, anywhere from their undergrad to doctoral students and beyond. It's been a wonderful couple of years, and we're moving forward with festivals this summer. You can visit eastchamber.com if you're a composer, and we'd love to have you over. And that's about it. I think it's really exciting working with these composers from all over the world.
All over the world. How exciting. That's eastchamber.com, East Chamber Music Festival, a mecca for emerging composers. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for joining the Jukebox. It's been a pleasure. I just can't wait to hear your work up here in Collingwood.
Thanks so much, Daniel. I'm looking forward to the concert, and it's been a pleasure being on the show.
As are we. You have a wonderful afternoon. Take care.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.